real truth daily. This is Daily Truths with Dave Allman.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Daily Truths. What are some characteristics that come to mind when you think of Jesus? You might be saying, well, he's forgiving, and absolutely that's true. You might say he's grace-filled, and that surely is true. You might say he's filled with mercy, and that is true. But there's probably a word that you don't use very often to describe who Jesus is, and that is the word compassionate. We're in the book of Matthew, chapter 20, and as you remember, these two men were on the side of the road outside of Jericho, and they were blind, and they kept crying out to Jesus, acknowledging his messianic rule, saying that he's the Lord, the son of David, right? And they were asking for mercy. They were asking for the key word here, compassion, that Jesus might somehow recognize them, listen to their pleas, and give them their eyesight back. Well, this is what it says in verse 34, and Jesus, in pity, touched their eyes. The word pity in the Greek is spolignizomai. That sounds like a pretty $10, like a $10 word that might mean the word compassion. And that's exactly what it means. Literally, it means that Jesus' gut was moved. In the book of Hebrews, it says that we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses. In other words, whatever weakness, whatever disappointment, whatever frustration, whatever sickness, whatever we're going through in life, Jesus feels it with us as well. In the book of Luke, chapter 7, the widow of Nain had grieved because her son, her only son, had died. And Jesus saw her and was filled with compassion. Literally, his gut was moved so that he felt compassion and pity towards her. And of course, touched the bier, touched the sepulcher, if you will, and raised this young man from the dead. Here, Jesus had the same compassion for these men who were born. I don't know if they were born blind, but they had been blind for a long time and wanted their eyesight restored. So Jesus identifies their pain, feels what they're going through, and heals them of their affliction. We're going to talk more about that tomorrow. So I want you to think about the application of this. What is it in your life that Jesus empathizes, sympathizes, and shows pity towards? Maybe you've lost a loved one, and Jesus empathizes with you. Maybe you're going through a sickness, or someone in your life is going through a sickness. Jesus feels what you're feeling. Maybe you have an errant son or daughter who haven't called you for a long time, or maybe has run away from the faith. Jesus knows what you're feeling and identifies your pain. Maybe you have a relationship on the rocks and it's frustrating for you. Jesus feels your frustration. Maybe your marriage is on the rocks and you wonder what's next. Well, Jesus identifies what you're feeling and is filled with compassion. Listen to this. Whatever you're feeling right now, Jesus feels it with you. I want to tell you, that's hard to imagine. When you think of millions of people on planet Earth who might be hurting at this given time, literally maybe billions, yet he identifies the pain you're in, empathizes with you, and because you're a follower of Jesus, is there to carry you through. Listen to this. Not only is Jesus there to empathize with you and to feel your pain, but also to take you by the hand and lead you through it. Did you hear that? To take you by the hand and lead you through it. So let him do that for you today. I mean, I'm amazed that these men were crying off from the side of the road outside of Jericho. And of course, as we talked about yesterday, people were telling them to be quiet and don't bother the Savior and leave him alone. But they were emphatic that they were going to call out to Jesus and ask for his help. And that's exactly what they did. My friend, whatever pain you're in, Jesus is there to feel compassion with you. But not only that, to lead you through it. So trust him all the way. Better days are coming. He'll heal your wounds. He'll soothe your sorrows. He'll carry your weaknesses and he'll pull you through. And you can count on that. So that is today's Daily Truth. Have a great day in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you for tuning in to Daily Truths with Dave Allman. Pastor Dave Allman is the pastor of Mount Hope Church in Boulder, Colorado. If this ministry is blessing you, please consider supporting us by sharing this channel with a friend. You can also like, comment, subscribe, or leave a review. This helps us tremendously. Come back tomorrow for your next Daily Truth.